14 years after the genocide in Rwanda, efforts are afoot to make sure that this terrible tragedy is not forgotten. To remember those who died and to try and prevent future genocides, an exhibit prepared by the Rwandan Mission to the United Nations, the UN Department of Public Information, and the NGO Aegis Trust was opened last week at UN headquarters in New York. At the exhibit's opening, Diane Bailey caught up with Joseph Nsengimana, the Rwandan ambassador to the UN.
It began by division to divide the country, to divide the population in two groups. And that began mainly during the colonial time. The population of Rwanda has been divided in two groups, in two races, Hutu and Tutsi. They have not only divided, but one group have been described as enemy of the other group. With the time, the press made a very huge propaganda of the ideology of division. And even the youth was sure that it is not the same people, it is two groups, very different. What happened in 1994 was really the end of a big preparation. And I think it is the reason that it has been possible, because it has been prepared by the government, which was in place from 59 to 94.
What is the Ten Commandments of Bahutu?
The Ten Commandments of Bahutu is mainly the synthesis of the ideology of hatred. And it's an ideology which describes the Tutsi as the enemy of the Hutu, and tells to the Hutu to kill all Tutsi and the friends of Tutsi.
Now, look at the cartoons that were published in the newspapers at the time. Can you describe this?
It's a very big politician who is ill, and the doctor is asking him, what's your illness? And he tells, my illness is Tutsi. I am sick of Tutsi. To mean that Tutsi has to be destroyed.
And this is an actual cartoon that was published in a newspaper?
Yes, it has been. And there is even the name of the newspaper is there, Rwandarusha, in January, and the date it is in 1992.
This is looking at what could have prevented it.
The reality is that the genocide has been announced years before. Even General Dallaire, in January 1994, has sent to the Security Council all the plan of the government, of extremists, of militia, how they had capacity to kill 8,000 persons in 30 minutes. So he sent the element which demonstrated that the genocide was in preparation, but the Security Council has not taken the measure, the necessary measure, to arrest that process. It is the reason why it was possible to prevent that genocide.
And finally, over here, it's about what has happened since, trying to rebuild, as it says.
Yes, Rwanda is now, from 1994, trying to rebuild from the ashes of the genocide. And Rwanda has a lot of challenges, mainly the orphans, the widows, and the wives who have been violated. And they have now HIV, AIDS. And you know that you build with the population you have. And Rwanda is trying to rebuild with that population with a lot of problems. But the determination of the government to search solutions to the real problem is, I think, the force of the government of Rwanda. We don't search the problem outside Rwanda. We search the solution in Rwanda.
Why should the public come to see this exhibit?
Because I think the public is very interested about what happened in Rwanda. And the public has no real occasion to know. Now this exhibit is one occasion to know about what happened really in Rwanda.
Rwandan Ambassador Joseph Nsengimana, who lost his wife and two children in the genocide of 1994. The exhibit, currently at the United Nations, will travel to several cities in the United States this summer.